I used to really hate my mother. Until I finally figured out that she just can't help herself. In fact, it's fairly sad because I have, as a fully grown adult, finally figured out that she just is so troubled within herself that she just can't stop from being a raging bitch. Both my parents, when we were growing up, when my sister and I were young, had a tendency to be very critical and judgmental and just negative a lot of the time. And then often it sort of spilled over into just verbal abuse, just meanness. My father leavened this a little bit with jokes and bedtime stories, and I recall a few affectionate times with him. I think at the time that made life in that house a little less tense, although unfortunately in the long run it has only made me feel that he was a bit of a fraud. My mother, unfortunately, when I was a child, she really only showed me two sides to herself. It was one side. She was angry. She was either silent, angry, and sort of unreachable by us, or she was full-out ranting. And it would be something very simple. It would be, you know, I had left dirty clothes on the bathroom floor, or my sister had left dishes out in front of the TV and hadn't brought them back to the kitchen, that kind of thing. But it would occasion a high-pitched, screaming rant that would start with how we were lazy and selfish and spoiled, and go on about how we didn't know the value of work, and you know, she knew the value of work because that's all she ever did. She worked hard all the time and sacrificed for everybody who was never helping her. All the people who weren't helping her, she was helping them anyway, and on and on and on like this. Now, for courtesy's sake, I am keeping my voice in the range in which I normally speak, but if you can imagine like three octaves above, full-on rants. And when these happened when I was young, I mean, I certainly knew that this wasn't sort of happy and normal, but it was just devastating at the time. And and I knew it was something that I had to escape, and eventually I did. I tried to escape. I moved out. I went to college. I got a job. I went to graduate school. And over time, I could see that both my parents were a little more complicated than I saw them as I did when I was young. My mother had some other sides to her, and I began to see that she could also be charming. She could be funny. She certainly was very smart. But the problem was, as I tried to engage her and have a real relationship, there was always this possibility of this kind of crazy stew back there boiling, and if I flipped the switch, you know, it would come spewing out at me. So once again, I would say or do something that would anger her, and this was often over the telephone, and I'd hear the whole thing again. I would hear about the lazy and the selfish and the spoiled and the don't know anything about work and don't listen. Oh, and this is the other thing that she used to do frequently. She would lump my father and my sister and me all together into a some kind of colluding unit. So she would say, you three people are always against me. You three people, you are never for me. You are always bullying me, la, 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 la. And this was terribly infuriating and confusing to me because I had my own issues with my father. I didn't want to be forced to be on his team. But my sister was cool. That was different. But this thing, this you three people, the blame, the self-pity, the martyrdom, and the ranting, and you know, as I'll say it again, I'm trying to keep my voice modulated here because it's a bad. It was devastating much of the time. It took me a long time. You know, I lived my life. I had wonderful school. I you know, I had friends and things. I tried to be a normal person. I tried to grow up and just be a person. But with this kind of thing always back there, it could be difficult. It took me a long time to find my way toward the work that I ought to be doing with my life, given my actual abilities, and not just sort of still responding to the heavy expectations and the judgments and the criticisms that I'd been hearing from a very young age. It took me a long time to have just normal friendships with people that weren't passive-aggressive and somehow reflective of my bad relationships with my parents. It took me a while to actually know how to be a mate, you know, and I got very lucky. I found a man who, you know, he brought his baggage just like we all have, but he was the most solid, most sane, and just the nicest person who had ever been in my life, and we actually recently celebrated our 10th wedding anniversary. And the best thing, too, was that at a certain point, I took the leap. And any of you who've ever had sort of, if you have any kind of trauma in your childhood, you know what I'm talking about, which is that even if you get to a point where intellectually you know that you are not your parents, it gets very hard to face the prospect of becoming a parent yourself. Because somewhere in there's this fear that you're just going to do it all again, you know, that you are going to repeat that awful history. So I am happy to report that, well, you know, it's possible the jury is still out because our son is only 4.5 years old, and there's plenty of time for me to screw things up, I know. But I can say that he is happy, and he is joyful, and he's funny, and he's very assertive and very articulate with his emotions, and he asks a million questions, which I'm very moved by, because if there was anything in my household, it was that I was always scared to death to ask any questions. I was always worried that the questions would bring on the ranting and the raving and the screaming, so I avoided all questions. So I don't know, you know, I think I've managed to not repeat that history, which is great. So let me get back to my point about hatred. You know, what is the point of me? My life is really good, so there's no point in me continuing to hate my mother. And in fact, I have been working towards softening my feelings toward her. I wish I could say that I've come all the way to genuine affection. Maybe one day, maybe another 10 years or so. But, you know, there's no point because, you know, she is stuck where she is, and she still sometimes can rant and rave, and I'll say something to piss her off, and I'll set that crazy stew boiling, and it'll come back and spew all over me, and I'll hear all about the lazy and the selfish and the horrible, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, she's stuck, and I'm not.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. A long way from home. Long way from home. I'm almost gone. Almost gone.
Thank you.